like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
My children living by love.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
My children living by love.
And I guess
FM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back. 105.7 CFW 80s 90s Smarts. Mike along with you as we go through this Monday together. Humidity not too bad right now, but it will get even more hot and humid as the day goes long once again. And then we're going to see kind of this cool front is going to roll in. Could spark off some severe storms for us later on tonight, overnight into tomorrow morning. So we'll see. Just kind of stay weather aware. So you know what's going on around you. Mark your calendars. If you're a fan of Krispy Kreme and Crocs, they've come together for a limited edition and super, super classy clogs that drop on August 5th. They're going to be featuring like Krispy Kreme donuts on the Crocs, and they even have like some kind of a donut thing hanging off to it. Not one that you can eat, something that, according to them, looks really, really cool. So, if you know somebody that's an over-the-top Krispy Kreme Croc fan, you might want to check these out. They're limited edition, and when they're gone, that's right, they're gone. So, keep that in mind. Do we have anywhere around here that we could get Krispy Kremes? I don't even think we can do that. So, you'll have to look for these online. The Crocs, I mean. The Krispy Kremes, I don't know. If somebody can help me out with that, text me. Tell me.
Pump it up while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Day fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the dead.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. The National Night Out is coming up 1 week from tomorrow, Tuesday night, August 5th, all across the country. The National Night Out, quite an event it is. Get the entire family together. And, of course, it always teams up all the communities with the police and first responders. It's really a great event. And, of course, all across the Chippewa Valley happening. Eau Claire, it's going to take place at Carson Park, 5:30 to 8. Over in Chippewa Falls, it's Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds from 5 to 8. Menominee, Wilson Park, 5:30 to 7:30. And there's always fun for the entire family. There's games, there's giveaways, there's usually food trucks, music, and a lot going on at all the different locations. Matter of fact, if your community is having a National Night Out event, drop me a text. Let me know. Open up that Civic Media app. Go to 1057CFW. Drop me a text through that Civic Media app. Let me know about it. I'll add it to our list, and we'll be sure to pass it along. As a matter of fact, Anytime if you're part of a group or an organization that's having some type of event, let us know about it and we'll spread the word. Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you. Let's get to it. Let's do the birthday and anniversary shout-out, shall we, for this, the 28th of July. We are in the last few days of the month. Friday, August rolls around. Hard to believe, isn't it? If you know somebody that's celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, it's real easy. Open up that Civic Media app. Go to 1057CFW. Drop me a text. Let me know who's celebrating and when. I'll make sure that they get on the list. And you don't have to wait until the day of or the day before. Just let me know anytime. You know somebody's celebrating a birthday in, you know, November or maybe an anniversary? Let me know now. I'll make sure when it rolls around that they get on the list. It's easy. It's that simple. Sandy Polzin celebrating a birthday today. Stephanie Sommerfeld celebrating a birthday today. And Anna and Troy Zimmerman are celebrating a wedding anniversary today. So happy, happy to one and all. And again, if it's your day today, hope it's going to be spectacular. You're celebrating with actress Elizabeth Berkley, who's 53. She started out on Saved by the Bell. What was her character's name? Was it Jessie? Wasn't she the one on there? And then she decided that she didn't want to be that squeaky clean, so she did some movie. What was the movie she did? Okay, I don't even remember. And Sally Struthers, who, if you remember the TV series All in the Family, she was Archie Bunker's daughter, Gloria. She absolutely drove her dad crazy. Well, everybody did, actually, in All in the Family. She's 77. She's been in a few different TV series over the years as well, different shows she pops up from time to time. So there you go. So again, if it's your birthday anniversary today, I hope it's going to be great. Birthday and anniversaries are brought to you by Lasker Jewelers.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
Know what the internet is good for?
Funny cat videos?
That too, but I'm thinking research.
Researching funny cat videos?
Know what the internet is bad for?
Civilized discourse?
That too, but I'm thinking researching things where big emotions are involved.
Oh, you're talking about...
The big thing. The big question. I'm Nicole Lasker, and before you start your next chapter,
visit Laskers.
We've developed the best way to help you find the right one for the right one. We know the questions to ask and the styles she's sure to love.
The sparkly of the sparkliest, and more of them. We make engagement ring shopping easier.
How do we know what she'll love? It's something that comes with almost 100 years of hearing.
Yes.
That's the reason we love what we do. And Laskers wants her to love it just as much as you do.
Wait a second. What if she says no?
Funny cat videos?
Good call. Laskers, just a precious stone's throw from Oakwood Mall and online at laskers.com.
So, I was just parking my car and then I saw you. The gecko. Huge fan.
I'm always honored to meet fans out in the wild.
The honor is mine. I just love being able to file a claim in under 2 minutes with the Geico app.
Well, the Geico app is top notch.
I know you get asked this all the time, but could you sign it?
Sign what? The app? Yeah, sure.
Oh, that means so much. Oh, it rubbed off the screen when I touched it. Could you sign it again?
Anything to help, I suppose.
You're the best.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico. CFW.
Blondie, One Way or Another, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Will you ride in elevators? Will you use an elevator? 4% of Americans said they absolutely will not get in under any circumstances. They won't get in an elevator. They just won't do it. I don't have like a phobia of elevators. It's not the most comfortable thing, especially if you're in there with a bunch of people that you don't know, and everybody just kind of stares at the at the numbers, and you hope that it doesn't act weird or get stuck in there. But you know, it is what it is. It is a mode of transportation in a building. I had an aunt of mine, my auntie Fran, would not ride in elevators, and I didn't know why. But I guess when she was young, she got stuck in an elevator once when she was really young, and it just freaked her out so bad that she never, ever, she would take stairs no matter where she was, no matter how many flights of steps it was. She would not get in an elevator. So I guess I can understand that with my Auntie Fran. Anyway, that's, 4% of Americans say, no elevator for me. Just so long as you don't get one in and you start free falling in it, because that would not be good.
Loves her mom, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Free. Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, and more through the Civic Media app at 1057 CFW. Got a text through there from Brittany. She said that they actually watched Happy Gilmore 2 over the weekend. She thought it was really, really good. Thought it was funny. And we're definitely going to watch it again. Thanks for bringing it up, Mike. Love the show. I appreciate that. I watched it as well over the weekend. Let me put it this way. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be, you know, for a sequel. Did you? Let me know what you thought of Happy Gilmore 2. In the meantime, Aerosmith is on 105.7 CFW.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW. Hungry for a feast? Fire up your taste buds at Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi. Sizzle your own meats, simmer savory broths, and dive into fresh sushi, crab legs, and oysters. All unlimited. Family-friendly, fun vibes, and flavors that pop. Visit Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi at their convenient location on the corner of Claremont and London Road today. Bring your appetite and your crew for Hot Pot, Korean barbecue, crab legs, oysters, and all-you-can-eat sushi. It's the flavor party that you've been waiting for.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers are renewing their push for a task force to study the racial disparity in missing and murdered women and girls. A study published last year found black women between age 25 and 44 were 6 times more likely to die by homicide than white women across the country. State Representative Sheila Stubbs authored the bill that was introduced on Friday, which would create a 17-member task force to study the issue. The task force would present their final report along with solutions to reduce gender violence and increase safety by December of 2026. With Governor Evers officially announcing he will not seek a third term, the Democratic primary field has already begun to take shape. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez officially launched her campaign for governor in 2026 on Friday morning, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he will be taking steps towards entering the race over the next few weeks. State Senator Kelda Royce, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, Attorney General Josh Call, and former Democratic State Party Chair Ben Wickler have also been discussed as potential candidates. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is asking potential victims in a sexual abuse case to come forward. 82-year-old Robert Karstensen is currently facing multiple charges of sexual assault and child enticement in Eau Claire County. While those charges are Eau Claire-related, the Barron County Sheriff's Department believes they found evidence that there may have been additional victims from the Chetek River campground between 1994 and 1998. Law enforcement authorities in Eau Claire are also asking any potential victims from the area to contact them. The Dunn County Historical Society has launched a new app for area residents interested in learning more about the history of the region. According to a press release, the Discover Dunn County Tours app will direct residents to 13 locations around the county that include free walking tours, old and current photos of historic sites, and information on significant historical events in the area. Residents who complete the Dunn History Road Rally Tour between August 22nd and September 2nd can also get a free limited edition magnet from the Rossbach Museum. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 91 for a high this afternoon, and it is going to be muggy with a heat index into the triple digits today. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely. We'll drop into the upper 60s to low 70s tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
CFW.
Something I can hold on to.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, some more. It's Mike along with you through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. Got a text from Kurt. He said, I really liked the Happy Gilmore 2 movie. Watched it over the weekend. Thought it was really good. I'll definitely watch it again. All right, there you go. See, it's kind of mixed reviews, but more positive reviews than negative, it seems like, so far on the Happy Gilmore 2 movie that was launched on Friday on Netflix. So if you've got Netflix, I'm sure either you watched it or maybe you plan on watching it. Speaking of movies, don't forget, every Monday, Laura McKenna does her Movie Mondays, where she talks about brand new movies, things like that. It's usually a lot of fun. Interesting. I wonder if she'll touch on it. Happy Gilmore 2. I guess we'll find out later this morning, right here on 105.7 CFW.
80s.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
90s. And more. 105.7 CFW.
Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire.
Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.